of this menu, I'm going to show you how to do the peas and the steak Diane and the chocolate cake. And this chocolate cake is made out of 1 pound of chocolate and whipped cream and rum and eggs. And here are the eggs.
Yum, that sounds good. That
was I love butter and chocolate and all those things.
Good things. That was the legendary Julia Child, of course, cooking it old school with all of the good stuff. In this segment, we're joined by the renowned writer about food and the business of food, Michael Pollan. Michael has a story in this Sunday's New York Times Magazine about the rise of cooking shows and the curious decline of cooking at home. Michael is the author of a raft of hugely popular books, including In Defense of Food. Michael, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you, Amy. Good to be here.
Terrific. So you say that Top Chef and Who Wants to Be a Food TV's Next Cooking Star are actually taking Americans out of the kitchen in front of the television. It seems sort of counterintuitive, I suppose.
Well, they're very different shows than Julia Child. I mean, Julia Child was all about empowering you and giving you the courage to cook something as intimidating as French, French hot cuisine. These other shows are really about watching other people do it because they unfold so quickly. I mean, it's more like watching a sports event when you watch Top Chef. And you would never, there's nothing, you learn nothing. I mean, it just goes by way too fast.
We have an example of that, a Spike from season 4 of Top Chef. Let's take a listen.
I was just like, boom, boom, boom. I was just attacking my prep work. And that's who I am as a chef. So it was nice to show some people, hey, listen, I'm here to compete. I'm here to do the best. And I'm right on the money with all of that.
Michael, is that even cooking? That sounds more like warfare.
It's ESPN, actually. I mean, it's exactly like a post-game or pre-game interview on ESPN.
With a Pilates soundtrack, it sounds like.
Exactly. And that's how they're designed. I mean, they're very well-produced shows. And I find them very entertaining, I have to say. But it's not about cooking. It's about cooking as a spectator sport. What's interesting is that cooking should be a subject of a spectator sport that people want to watch. And the paradox that I try to deal with in the article is, why are we so eager to watch cooking on TV, yet so not eager to do it ourselves? Because the number of Americans who cook is in steady decline.
Well, steady, really? It's declining?
You hear lots about cooking, and it has a lot of cultural prestige as an activity, but nobody's really doing it. Only 58% of meals in America are cooked at home. But if you look at the definition of cooking, it's pretty mild. Anything involving assembly of ingredients qualifies as cooking.
Exactly. That sounds very familiar to me. I mean, in the interest of full disclosure, I don't think I've cooked a single meal in like the past 3 weeks, unless you count, pouring cereal into a bowl and adding milk.
Michael, actually, do you have a recipe for boiling an egg for Amy? She was talking about that this morning.
For a single person especially, cooking is a lot of work. It's really expensive, and you just want to go to a restaurant where they'll get it right and they'll clean the dishes. Isn't that reasonable?
Well, I don't know if it's more expensive than going to a restaurant, but we have so many reasons not to cook these days. We're really busy, and we're tempted by a food industry that tells us why bother.
Right.
We'll do it for you. We're happy to do it for you.
But what's going to happen? I mean, you grew up on Julia Child. I grew up on Graham Kerr. Remember guy?
Sure.
The galloping gourmet. And, they all opened the door to people like us to actually do cooking. And you say cooking is in decline. Does Top Chef signal the end of an era?
Yeah. I mean, I think, it's a transformation. I mean, it is cooking leaving the kitchen and entering the wherever you keep your TV room. But there still are a few really good shows that teach you how to cook. I mean, the America's Test Kitchen on PBS is you actually can learn how to cook. But by and large, I worry that cooking is dying. And the reason I worry is not out of some sentimental reason, but because we know that people who cook eat better than people who go out all the time.
Well, I've got one hopeful bit of news for both of you on that. My 10-year-olds, they cook like crazy, and they love Top Chef. Go figure.
Well, I think that there's a big hope in that. My son, I have a 16-year-old, too, and he watches these shows, and he does like to cook. And, in fact, he just spent a summer working in a kitchen. And so there is a new generation, perhaps, for whom cooking is kind of cool. And one of the things that these shows are doing is elevating its prestige as something specially that boys can do. It's not girls' work anymore. And that, I think, I take some hope in that development. So your kids are, I think, part of a trend for this generation. Let's hope that that develops into something real.
And I can add that I don't cook and I don't watch TV cooking shows. So there you go.
We are going to teach Amy how to cook, Michael. You and me, we're going to get her in.
I think that's a great idea.
Michael, thanks so much for joining us. And you can read his piece coming out in the New York Times Magazine. That was food writer and activist, author of The Omnivore's Dilemma.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.